You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Chris Marino, the president of Go Capital, a private business lending and real estate financing firm based in Miami, Florida. We'll be discussing the myriad of alternative lending options currently available and the benefits of having access to these non-bank loan programs. Mr. Marino, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Likewise, Eric. Thank you very much for having me this morning.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Good morning to you. How has the small and medium business lending industry changed in recent years?
Yes, that's a very good question. The most noticeable change really has been the limitations that banks have placed on business loan approvals. Businesses nowadays, when you go to a bank, they're going to closely scrutinize your tax returns, credit score, industry type, etc. It has been slightly improving, but for the most part has remained unchanged throughout the country. And as a result, there's been a large and significant emergence as far as alternative lending companies like Go Capital, especially those that implement financial technology precisely to fulfill that void left by traditional business lenders.
Why are banks not a viable option for all borrowers?
Well, now there are actually more options than ever before with alternative business lending. But with banks, there are what's known as the three C's of commercial business lending: credit score, cash flow, and collateral. Banks are going, again, will closely scrutinize all three. If any of the three are lacking, the likelihood of a decline is very, very possible. This is especially true as a result of the 2008 subprime mortgage crisis, lack of oversight, which led to the Great Recession. So because of this, again, there's the emergence of private small business lenders, and typically if you have one of these factors that compensates the others, whether it's strong cash flow, strong credit, you can be approved for a business loan. And whereas you would typically wait 3 to 4 months with a bank for a decision, with private lenders, it can be 3 to 4 days to receive funding. And most entrepreneurs simply don't have the time to wait for what is likely to be a decline from a bank.
Also, why is it important for entrepreneurs to have access to working capital? Get into some of those details. I'm sure the response would be most helpful.
Of course. Well, small and medium-sized businesses really are the backbone of the American economy. As of the most recent year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there were approximately 50 million small active businesses in the United States. For business owners, having access to working capital is a vital component for sustaining and growing operations. And as you know, opening and maintaining a successful business is not easy. And will at some time inevitably will require a significant capital investment, whether it's a financing for the purchase of inventory, marketing, expansion, having the proper funding for any project. Being able to have quick access to working capital can really set your business for growth and help you get to the next level.
How does Go Capital facilitate access to non-bank financing to borrowers?
Yes, good question. So our online application process is very simple. We use proprietary web-based technology that quickly identifies the best alternative lending option available to a borrower based on their needs and qualifications, whether it's for a merchant cash advance, equipment leasing, a term loan, as real estate financing for both commercial and residential properties, we can approve you within 24 hours. But in addition to continuously improving our financial technology, our offices are also set up similar to a bank in a sense that a potential client can walk in, be with a loan consultant in person and discuss their financial needs with an actual person, you know, face-to-face. We also focus heavily on the underserved Hispanic business community, as they may not be as familiarized with American financial institutions. So through the combination of technology and their retail presence, this has not only allowed us to provide better service to our customers, but also to differentiate ourselves from the competition.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Chris Moreno, the president of Go Capital, a private business lending and real estate financing firm based in Miami, Florida, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Mr. Moreno, what types of alternative lending programs offered by Go Capital should business owners be aware of?
Yes, of course. So, Go Capital is aware that every business owner has different needs, and for that reason, we offer a variety of several different lending options. These include unsecured lines of credit, merchant cash advances, equipment leasing, business term loans, unsecured business loans, real estate investment loans for residential properties, invoice factoring, commercial mortgages, asset-based lending, and more. Ultimately, it depends on what a borrower is looking for and what they qualify for.
Now, what advice can you offer to borrowers applying for a business loan?
Of course. Now, business owners understandably spend a majority of their time devoted to overseeing daily operations. This is a fact. However, one often overlooked aspect is the proper management of company finances. Factors such as the timely filing of taxes, paying licensing fees wherever applicable, and minimizing overdrafts on bank statements, along with staying up to date with your rent or mortgage, can really make a difference as far as the likelihood of being approved. For this reason, having an automated accounting software or even a bookkeeper that oversees the day-to-day business financials can really ensure that the business easily qualifies for working capital whenever it's needed. Because really, one good piece of advice is that as you qualify, it's best to take business financing when you qualify, not when you need it, because circumstances and underwriting guidelines do change periodically. So that is important to keep in mind, maintaining your company financials in a good state so that when a private lender sees it, your chances of being approved are significantly higher.
Well, what a great resource for business owners to be able to tap into what you're offering there through Go Capital, and certainly appreciate your time today. Lastly, how do you see the industry changing in the next few years looking ahead?
Of course. So again, as I mentioned before, there are currently close to 50 million active small businesses in the United States, all of which comprise the majority of jobs in the labor force. As such, any business in any industry or any state will undoubtedly require working capital. So the demand for business lending is here to stay and likely to grow in the coming years. It's possible that banks may begin to become more flexible with their underwriting guidelines. But these traditional lending institutions will be unable to service clients with the immediate approval process for clients that have less than perfect credit. So in the same way that we've seen drastic changes in the technology sectors overall, similarly in alternative business lending and real estate financing, I believe that we'll also see an evolution and increase in accordance with market demand, whether it's different financing programs, easier access, improvements in financial technology. So definitely there will be changes for the better.
Certainly sounds good. Good information here today. Before you go, tell our listeners where they can get more information online about Go Capital.
Of course, www.gocapital.com, and that's GOKAPITAL. Go Capital with a K, because when banks say no, we say okay. That's why there's a K. Yes, so there's a lot of information there. And on the real estate side, Go Capital with a K dot mortgage. We also have more information. And for our Spanish listeners, at PerezamosUSA.com also has information, same as GoCapital.com, but in Spanish. Also, we have our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, feel free to follow us and look at our YouTube videos as well. But yes, gocapital.com with a K.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time, Mr. Moreno, and what you're doing in the space for business owners and entrepreneurs. And you have a great day, and thanks for your time once again.
Likewise, Eric. Thank you again for having me. Real pleasure to be on your show.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Chris Moreno, the president of Go Capital, a private business lending and real estate financing firm based in Miami, Florida. And again, to learn more and for further details, visit GoCapital.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.